congratulations. He ended the season with 7 consecutive wins. Kind of a eerie start in the first quarter, not a whole lot of energy, but then the last 3 quarters, it took the 62-yard pass play to get things going, and Scott City kind of went back to their old ways after that.
Yeah, Concordia kind of came out and punched us in the mouth. You know, for a team that finishes with the record that they did, you got to give them a lot of credit. They were a physical bunch and pretty well coached. They definitely made us work for it. Almost would say that our guys kind of came out and just almost played like they could show up and walk away with an easy victory early on. And so we barely had the ball in the first quarter. So would like to see that not happen. You know, we really are going to have to sharpen up with what looks like probably Holcomb next week. And so that's a tough task. And so we'd like to clean some stuff up. But, you know, all in all, happy to get a district championship, happy to put another shutout on the board. And, yeah, time to move on and clean some stuff up.
Yeah, you're right there. You know, after you had your first 2 possessions, the interception thrown by Bo Hess, you get the stop again. You get 6 consecutive scores in efficiency. And, you know, the 2-minute drill this year has worked pretty nice for you guys. You used it with 80 yards and one timeout you had to use. But after that, it was a nice little Hail Mary throw by Bo Hess at the end of the half.
Yeah, second time that we've been able to do that, kind of pull a score right there at the end. Bo put again, kind of like when he did it with Kevin up at Colby, he put the ball up and gave a receiver a chance to go get it, and Marshall did a really good job. I believe it was Marshall who went up and attacked the ball, and he's one of the best we have as far as doing that, and so it was nice to see him come down with that. But like we said at halftime, you know, 21-0 on the scoreboard, but based on what you saw on the field, it was definitely not a 21-0 game. Yeah. We were kind of lucky to put those 2 scores in late, so definitely work to do. We'd like to continue to ramp up the physicality and just be a little more sharp, clean up the penalties, clean up the mental errors.
How tough is it, too, with the focus for this team? You know, they knew they had already won the district, got the first-round home playoff game, facing 1-7 team. How tough is that maybe mentally for a team to focus like that for an opponent like Concordia and not take anything away from the Panthers?
You know, I think that could possibly be an excuse that someone could use. Last week, potentially more with the suspension aspect of the Goodland game. But I'd like to think that that shouldn't creep in. I'd like to think that we've got a group who has their sights set on a little more than just the game right here, and maybe has some end goals in mind that include going deep into the playoffs. And if that's the case, then, you know, those things shouldn't happen. You know, we should be able to, you know, be clean and sharp and crisp no matter who the opponent is. So, you know, a little frustrated with some of that stuff, honestly. So hopefully we can clean it up. You know, you never want to be a team that depends on flipping the switch one week to another. And so I guess that's probably where we'd like to see some things change. But, you know, from now on, we don't really have the luxury of deciding whether that works or not. We've got to make it happen.
You hold the Dorman kid, who is a 1,000-yard rusher for Concordia, the junior. You hold him to just 48 yards and 17 carries. He had 11 carries in the first quarter, and that was pretty good containment for the most part there tonight.
Yeah, early on, they, like we said, kind of rammed it down our throat bit by bit. Unlike the Goodland game, we didn't give up the huge play right at the beginning, but they kind of took it to us. I guess if there is a silver lining, if there is something to be happy about, it's the fact that when they did get the ball down there, we kind of did a little bend but don't break defense and gritted our teeth and held them out of the end zone. But like I said, they had physical, aggressive kids. You know, we were calling plays and talking up in the booth, and we just kept saying, you know, their kids are going hard. Their kids are making some nice plays, so you've got to give them credit for that.
You're probably going to get Holcomb here round 2 next Friday night, and, boy, that's a big home playoff game. And, you know, it's kind of nice to be home this time against Holcomb.
Yeah, I'd like to think that that'll play to our advantage in some aspect. I don't know that it necessarily will, though, with us being as close as we are. But with some of the intensity that this game has seen, some of the rivalry that's developed between the two, you'd like to think that there'll be a good crowd, and it should be a lot of fun. They kind of took it to us in the second half when we went down there, and a lot of the things that got us were, unfortunately, a lot of the same stuff we're talking about right now, the penalties, the mental mistakes. So we've really got to clean that stuff up if we're going to take care of it next week.
Well, I'll leave you on that, Coach. Congratulations on the win. 25th straight district win. You were part of the team that started that streak as a junior in 08s, and you're part of the team that started the district championships and now 8 in a row for the Beavers. And thanks for joining me. Well, everybody's 0-0 now next week and get to play another week.
Yep. And like I said, you know, that streak and all the success we've had, you know, it's attributed to a wide variety of people, not just the players, not just the coaching staff, but the whole community. So pretty pleased with that and proud to be a part of it. But, you know, work to do.
All right. Once again, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.